University of Colorado.
Charles Blackwood's story is typical of many Coloradans in the middle of the 20th century. He was born and raised in Trinidad, a small town in the southern part of the state. After he graduated from high school there, he entertained thoughts of running off to join a band. But his family, seeing his academic talent and potential, encouraged college instead. It was a good thing they did. He stayed local, graduating with honors from Trinidad State Junior College before heading off to the University of Colorado Boulder on a scholarship. After earning his degree in chemistry in 1943, his story became anything but typical. Blackwood entered the CU School of Medicine and in 1947 became its first black graduate. And now his legacy will live on with the Charles J. Blackwood Endowed Memorial Scholarship at the CU School of Medicine, which was announced on February 22nd. The endowment fund will initially provide funding for full scholarships for at least 4 students from backgrounds underrepresented in medicine who also have a demonstrated commitment to the African-American community. The school intends for the endowment to continue to grow so that it can support additional scholars in perpetuity. It became a reality after private donors contributed more than $1 million, matched by $1 million each from CU School of Medicine Dean Dr. John Riley and CU President Mark Kennedy. The Mile High Medical Society, an organization of black physicians and healthcare workers, spearheaded the private fundraising effort. And there were times, says the society's Dr. Terry Richardson, an internist at Kaiser Permanente, when members wondered if it could happen.
It was a dream. I thought at many times it was an impossible dream, but to really see this happen, I mean, I just can't even hardly contain my emotion at this moment that this actually happened. And it shows how you can start with a seed, with a dream, and it can become reality. And I call myself a realist. So at times I said, you know, let's be real. Is this really going to happen? We're a small medical society. Can we really make this happen? But as we went along and found out about Dr. Blackwood and really did more looking at why is this important, we saw that we have a lot of supporters and champions out there that also believe that this is a great cause.
It's a great cause that also perfectly ties in with the primary focus at the CU School of Medicine. The school's dean, Dr. John Riley.
Well, I think the Blackwood Scholarship represents a very visible example of our commitment to diversity. It represents the culmination of partnership with the Mile High Medical Society that began about 4 years ago when we started fundraising for this scholarship, and allows us to recognize the contributions that African-American physicians have made at the school and in Colorado.
Riley says a scholarship could not have a better namesake than Dr. Blackwood.
To be the first African-American to graduate from our School of Medicine, to be a visible role model in the community as a person of color practicing medicine, to be able to build trust with patient populations that have historically had reasons not to trust the medical establishment, were all heavy responsibilities for him, but by all accounts, he performed them very, very well.
It wasn't an easy road for Blackwood. During his medical education, he could only sit in certain places in lecture halls, and his living arrangements were separate from the rest of his classmates. Yet it didn't prevent him from graduating in the top 10 in his class. After an internship at Harlem Hospital in New York City, he returned to Colorado to complete his residency at Colorado General and Denver General Hospitals. Blackwood had a long and successful career in private practice, in addition to serving on the staff of Colorado General Hospital as an instructor in the medical clinic, and was on the staff of General Rose Hospital. He served in the United States Air Force from 1952 to 55 and led efforts to establish a radiology department at Hamilton Air Force Base in California. He was honorably discharged as a captain and returned to Denver, where he was appointed to the medical staffs of St. Luke's Hospital and General Rose. He was the first African-American physician on staff at St. Luke's. He was also the first African-American clinical professor of medicine at the University of Colorado School of Medicine. According to Dr. Richardson, during Dr. Blackwood's years of practice, He had many patients who could not pay for their treatment, but he never turned them away. Some of his former patients still talk about his kindness, compassion, and the great care that they received from Dr. Blackwood. Riley says the collaboration with the Mile High Medical Society was important, not just to raise funds for the scholarship, but also to provide additional support systems for students who can carry forward Blackwood's legacy of kindness, compassion, and care.
I think this scholarship is a visible evidence of that partnership. But more importantly, or as importantly, is to have the members of the Mile High Medical Society engaged in providing mentorship and clinical advice and clinical experiences for our medical students.
Third-year CU medical student Stephanie Wagwu agrees that supporting future physicians will help meet critical community needs.
I think it's incredibly important to ensure that we have a diverse workforce when it comes to medicine. We know studies have shown over and over again that diverse teams work better. And studies keep showing that when people are taken care of by a team that is more diverse, or the workforce looks like the patient population that they are serving, those people, those patients are served better, and there's better health outcomes for those patients. So it not only has to do with increasing the numbers for the medical school, but it also has to do with better health care for our patients overall.
And she says that recognizing the pioneering efforts of physicians like Dr. Blackwood is critical as well.
It's really important that we show appreciation for the people that came before us and the people who opened the doors for us. It's not easy to be the only person of color, the only Black student. And we know that there was many challenges that Dr. Blackwood had to face. And because he faced those challenges, the doors are more easily accessible to students like me. And so it's really amazing to see the progression from the 1940s to now and how much support that students of color are having now.
CU President Mark Kennedy says the collaboration among the scholarship's funders to provide students that support was impressive, but perhaps more so as a result it will have.
This is one of the many things we're doing to try to make sure that our students, faculty, and staff are more diverse. And it's important within a university, but what makes me so excited about this scholarship is that it's as or more important in a medical setting. Because you think of the times in your life when you're most under stress, when you really want to have somebody that you feel connects with you and understands you, and being able to have more medical professions that are reflective of the population is vitally important. And so to be able to advance at the highest level, medical professionals from less represented communities, so that they can be out there serving the broader community, is something that I take special satisfaction in.
Serving that broader community is a vital aspect of the effort, says Dr. Terry Richardson.
My best hope is that we will attract the brightest, sharpest students to receive this endowment that will come out of school and become true community doctors, where not only do they provide great medical care, but they provide care for our community so that we can be as healthy as possible. You're contributing to an investment in not only students, but also an investment in our community and an investment in the health of residents of Colorado. We need everyone to be as healthy as possible so we can be the healthiest state in the nation. We're doing pretty good right now, but we do have some disparities, some gaps. And I believe if they support this endowment, they will support students who will go on and serve and ensure that every citizen is as healthy as possible.
School of Medicine Dean Dr. John Riley says the Blackwood Endowment is an important facet of the school's commitment to diversity, but not the only one.
This represents but one facet of our ongoing commitment to creating a diverse and inclusive student body at the School of Medicine. In addition to this scholarship, we have the scholarships created by one of our alumni, George Doc Lopez, that are currently supporting 8 students in the school, come from underrepresented backgrounds. The Anschutz Foundation has contributed to an endowment for scholarships. So it is, but a very visible and an important example that we're proud of, but it is not the only effort that we're engaged in to promote diversity and broaden our student body.
Stephanie Wagu says her own experience exemplifies the school's approach.
Yeah, I think it's incredibly important. When you ask a institution what's important to them, you can normally see the answer by where they put their dollars. And so if an institution says diversity is important to them and they're not investing actual dollars into the students that are coming into their schools, and you know that it's not that important to the university. And so it's really important not only to give students the opportunity to not have to worry financially about paying tuition and all of those things, but also showing that these students are very important to us. My hope is that students have the opportunity to achieve their goals and achieve their dreams. Like, medical school, as you know, is incredibly expensive. And just even applying to medical school is expensive. And it really shows that there's lack of access to greater opportunities in life. And when there are scholarships available, it opens up a window of opportunity for so many people.
Dr. Terry Richardson says it's great to reach fundraising milestone, but notes the effort is ongoing. Contributions can still be made through the link in our show notes.
No donation is too small. If you've got $5, put it in our pot. If you have $1 million, call me up right away. But anything in between will do, because this is such a great cause. And I think Colorado, the University of Colorado Medical School, everyone, Mile High Medical Society, we can all be so proud that this endowment has occurred, and there's still an opportunity to provide funds. If we get to the second million, the dean will match that as well. So that would be just so great, and we'll be doing wonderful things for the state.
Dr. Blackwood died in 1993, but doing wonderful things for the community and the state was what he lived for. And his namesake endowment is a powerful legacy and an inspiration for generations of physicians to come.
The University of Colorado comprises four campuses: Boulder, Colorado Springs, Denver, and the CU Anschutz Medical Campus in Aurora. To learn more about CU, go to www.cu.edu. Thanks to our producer, Kathy Buten, and audio engineer, John Arnold. I'm Ken McConnellog, and we'll see you on the air next month.
University of Colorado.